Well, actually, 6 months ago, we replaced the director of the Baltimore City Detention Center.
That's a kind of a mid-level administrator. We're really talking about the people in the system.
I don't consider that to be a mid-level administrator. This was the individual who was in charge of running the Baltimore City Detention Center, and we have put new leadership in there. We put it in place 6 months ago, and that person was made, was given the official title about 2 weeks ago after working very closely with Secretary Maynard and proving his stuff.
What about Secretary Maynard?
Secretary Maynard is one of the best public safety secretaries in the entire nation. And he is one of the most capable and innovative administrators and leaders that I've ever worked with in 13 years of executive service. Were it not for Secretary Maynard and Secretary Maynard's willingness and desire to bring together all of the partners in law enforcement and more recently to focus their efforts on the Baltimore City Detention Center and in particular the gang BGF, we would not have made the progress that we made. Think back to the earliest days of this administration. It was Secretary Maynard and his abilities that allowed us to close in 52 days the House of Corrections. It was with Secretary Maynard's help that we then launched the gang initiative. It was with Secretary Maynard's leadership that we put into place the violence prevention initiative. It was with Secretary Maynard's help that we moved forward on creating for the first time ever a automated case management system. It was with Secretary Maynard's leadership that we actually pulled together this Maryland Prison Task Force, the fruits of which are these indictments, which again, because of the revulsion that all of us have for murder gangs in this state, their murderous influence outside of our prisons, and their pernicious influence inside our prisons, I see these indictments as a very positive achievement and positive milestone in our fight to combat gangs and gang violence and to restore the integrity of all of our correctional institutions.
What are some other concrete ways, Governor, that you can stop this kind of activity going forward? I mean, years ago we had the murder of Carl Lackle, which
right.
was a cell phone hit, and we've had these kinds of issues throughout
July of 2007, I do believe, and I met Carl Lackle's mom.
And how do you, root this out? I mean, what are some concrete steps now with this indictment, but going forward just throughout the system, not just with BGF, but other gangs, with these cell phone hits and this kind of activity? How do you stop it?
Well, so much of this is the work of better information sharing and better coordination. A case of this magnitude and this size and this importance would not have happened without a lot of coordination. And we need to continue that coordination. We need to get better all the time. I mean, we created the public safety dashboard some years ago, and similar efforts have been ongoing now in our appointment of new leadership at the Maryland Fusion Center, the MCAC. The new coordination and cooperation going on with HIDA, to do the forensics on cell phones once they're seized. The training of, I do believe, the nation's first canine unit within a prison system to sniff out cell phones. And then more recently, the T-Core technology that has been tested with some pretty positive results that will, in essence, allow us to redirect cell phone signals. These are all ways that we can improve our fight and against these violent drug gangs. But all of these things require individuals who are honest and above reproach, and it requires a very vigilant internal affairs division that is constantly going after and looking for integrity lapses and corruption wherever and whenever it happens. And that's why I believe that this case is one of, we'll be looking back on this as one of the more positive achievements in this fight against gangs and the corruption which has long been suspected, assumed, rumored in our jails and in our prisons for as long as, I've been involved in law or governance.
Governor, this comes at a time when you've become increasingly candid about your national aspirations and also, but Maryland has been receiving national media attention on this, and it hasn't been favorable towards the state or you. Why would this not be a terrific negative for you in national political terms?
Mike, we've reduced violent crime to 30-year lows in our state, and our work is going to continue. And these indictments are the fruits of that work. This is an ugly story. These are unpleasant and shocking allegations. But, you know, wishing they go away doesn't make them go away. It's one thing to suppress corruption. It's quite a harder and more important and long-lasting thing to root out corruption. And that's what we're about. And for the last year and a half, we've been coordinating on a daily basis with our partners at the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in some pretty granular management decisions that involved the operation of the Baltimore City Detention Center. And we've coordinated in every way so as to strengthen the efforts of the Maryland Prison Task Force. I learned of this of the particular focus of this investigation around or about last spring. And my instructions to Secretary Maynard then, as from the first day of this administration, is to coordinate and give our federal partners everything they ask for to make this case. And although these indictments have been announced, so these 25 individuals and the 13 correctional officers,